In the Old Testament, it was given that every 7 years, all the debts would be forgiven. Does that mean God doesn't really want a rich class?
That's a very good question. Well, in the Old Testament, if you have a debt every 7 years, you could have that would be wiped out, and you didn't have to pay anything for it. And the question is that true that God doesn't want people to get rich? So at the same time, in other parts of the Bible, it says that don't hurt the wine or the barley, and oil and the wine, and the measure for the barley. In essence, means, don't destroy the rich and give it all to the poor. There has to be some people that might have something more, and other people might have not had what they do. But at the same time, we can see that other ideology that advocates that if we let the rich become rich, and eventually the rich become rich, and the poor become poor, and it reaches a point that few people are rich, and most of the people are poor. And that is when the sugar revolution or worker revolution usually happens, and that is what the whole communist ideology is based on, that's it. We have to share everything. Everybody should. Everybody work according to their ability and take according to their needs. That is the basic. But we can see that after 70 years of that ideology then was here. And Russia went down the drain, and China is a materialistic, business-oriented nation now, and Cuba is struggling to make its end, and that ideology almost is there. So what is the answer then? Well, the answer was what God provided in the Bible. Okay, every 7 years God adopted, so the rich doesn't get as rich if everybody would have to pay their debt. After God, advocated no interest. Usury. So there's no usury in the Bible, and it's prohibited to have the interest rates and the money you take from someone, you don't get any interest rate for it, therefore the rich doesn't become rich. That one way to become rich is, also, these people have money, they lend them money, and they just collect the interest, and they don't have to work or anything, and they have all the money they want. That one way, God tried to cut the, difference between rich and poor, Of course, that is also in Islam, and Iran is an Islamic, government, but they weren't able to avoid it. So they charge a service fee, that they call it. They don't cut interest rates. So, what is the difference? The person who has the money and gives the money to the poor can take some money back from their own money. So it is, none of them is really working, and nobody is gonna, let you go after 7 years. Okay, especially in these times when you're leaving. Okay? And should we pass a law that such a thing happens again? Everybody's gonna buy a house. Who can buy a house for 30 years with interest? After 7 years, they say, sorry, I'm not gonna pay it anymore. It's been 7 years, and the rest is null and void. None of this is practical. None of them really work. But our teaching teaches. They teach the parabikos. And if our system is a system of the perpetual cycle of progress toward balance in the you can see that if rich become too rich and the business people become too powerful, what the Prabhupada do? Prabhupada, they slowly change the rule and regulation in such a way that the distribution of the resources begin to spread to more people. And because there was the spread of the resources, therefore, they begin the society promises to make success. Okay. And with the point that, you know, the intellectuals should be encouraged, they pass laws and encourage intellectual, you know, manifestation. If the passions or values are to be encouraged, they do the same thing. Okay. So that is why it is so important for Prabhupada to be at the top of the society. And all this balance, this is imbalance that happens in the society and brings the balance back to the society. So we don't need to give, you know, stop telling people that death after 7 years. But then when the Prabhupada realizes that a lot of people are becoming poor, and a lot of people are becoming, a few people becoming rich, then it's the time to again, you know, funnel the money back to the masses so they can use the creative energy to, you know, harvest the money to the well. So, the present good law, when it came, but it didn't work. It is a good law not to, you know, charge, who's the person? Mm-hmm. Or interest rate. Who is not doing it? Mm-hmm. Very few people say, okay, here is your money. Just go and have whatever you want. Just do it back to you whenever you want. You can't find that anymore. Okay. So those things that are not practical. But again, our teaching answers that question really easily. So that's why they're working on politics, and they're trying to find their left. They're trying to find the people who are willing to do the labor, who are willing to be, you know, a barrier. They have no fear of, you know, condemnation or anything. They say, this is there. This is my mission. This is the latest revelation. I have no fear of, you know, anybody or anything. And I'm willing to go ahead and teach it to anybody that listens. Of course, you don't have to go and grab people, try to teach them if they want to listen. Fine, you don't want to listen, I'll leave you alone. Even in your work, you don't have to, you know, insist in teaching the teaching, you know. Because the people hire you, didn't give you money to preach mission to the other people. So it's okay in your work environment. Or be, you know, discriminating, user discriminating. If somebody's interested, great. Tell them about the mission. If they're not interested, you go and go rest your family. Go to the people that are interested. But that doesn't mean you're going to escape it and say, oh, nobody's interested, therefore I'm not going to do anything. Okay? That is extreme to the other side. Now create situations that you are able to reach. It's just like a mission, we create a website. Set up your own website. Okay? Go to the universities, start practice, and whatever, you know, is being given in the what I can do in the mission, that's what can I do about, you know, the spreading. Because this, every human should hear about this revelation at this point. They have no excuse at the end that we didn't hear it. No, remember? You heard it. Mm-hmm. That person told you about it. So, so again, none of them were practical. But if you create a paralegal or a leg, and they eventually become the head of the society, according to our teachings and systems, which come from the comments of life, you know, if they prove themselves that they have the ability to physically engage themselves in doing whatever is necessary to be done, they are not fearful and afraid, they are brave and willing to, you know, bravely go, you know, after, you know, souls for this cause, and those who are intellectually, you know, have the ability to to tinker and understand the teachings, and also they are have the business mind, the business ability. They don't have that place to get the money, okay, and resources, and can manage them very well. Then such a person is a practitioner. Of course, they have to follow on to eternal divine path, have attended the spiritual courses, work toward the creation of the communities of life, sacrifice, something that surrender to the will of God, and become universally. Then they become Parabhutra with that ability. They eventually will emerge, they have a church. Okay. They will emerge as a facilitating body, which to create the communities of life all over the world, and eventually the hierarchy of beings from the communities of life will emerge, and they will become a kind of the alternative to the systems we have on earth. And eventually everything is such a wonderful system it is, and everything dissolves to one nation or kingdom of heaven on earth. And then the Parabhutra will watch the system how it goes. If the system needs a lot of worker, they provide a working class and an ability to work hard, hire a lot of people to do that. If they feel that there is some place that needs to be corrected, they can, you know, hire and create barriers or should catch in it. Yeah. And if they felt that they need intellectual people for scientific or scientific thing, they will, create them. They start universities, teach people and all that. If they need businessmen, they create a lot of MBAs, National Business Administration and all that, and they just make a business going. And then the money is accumulated to the hand of a few people, then it is created knowledge to distribute it back. See, it goes just again. From the bottom, it goes to the business people to become powerful, and then distribute back to the humanity. Then humanity is a little higher in the level of consciousness and material thing. So the next phase is going to be even greater, bloom of the, creativity and all things. So, eventually, human reaches the point, they might even eliminate money. They don't need it anymore. They reach in a higher consciousness, everybody shares. It comes up life is everywhere. It comes up life is everywhere. We live in it, we need not money at all. There's no. So, mostly it's going to be bartering and sharing and being together and all that. So, this is just the beginning, there's just a bright, this process. So the question, you really don't need that law anymore, because our system really takes care of it. Does it make sense?
Yeah, but I have kind of a follow-up on that. I guess what you're saying is the Parabhutras will be so well-respected that they'll be able to manipulate the society to make it more equal and more fair for everyone monetarily. Is that okay?
Well, that one of the things that creates respect is in profitability. Okay. And that's one of the character of the Parabhutras is incorruptible. Okay. And also they emerge from the bottom of the society themselves through the communities of life. Okay. And in the communist society, 12 people choose one person as their leader. So those 12 people pretty much know each other, just like us in living here for the past 12 years or something. And every person knows other person pretty good. And because we are all open books to each other. Okay? So after a while, in the community also, the 12 people know each other very well. So they can choose a leader, or the leader will emerge, and then 12 of them again to come together and have a meeting, and eventually one of them emerge, and the 12 of such a 12 people, and the 10 level emerge. So by the time you are in the 10 level, you have been a pretty good person, okay? Have a lot of abilities and good blood to know you, that you are there. And here from such a coming to mind could be many levels that in our system has been explained within marriage. Okay. So there are people who reach the point that they have been pretty restricted, that they have been able to emerge in so many levels. Okay. And they have shown that they are not complaining, they don't, you know, complain about the, you know, duties, they do duties very calmly, well, they are intellectually, you know, able to do things, and they are leaders, have leadership ability, they take charge, they initiate things, and when they just don't sit there and somebody tells you all the time what to do, they are able to do things, you know, by themselves, and get it done well. So such a people, the mind can be imagined, everyone says, okay, yeah, this person gets things done, this person understands the teaching, this person is a good person, is not corrupt. Is such a person respectable? Compared to me, he is. They say, no, this person is not lazy, he's not, no, she is or he is dedicated, he is or she is knowledgeable of the teaching. Okay. He or she is fair. Okay. Dealing with the other people. Such person will create respect and other people accept them. And at the top, actually, that's another thing about the system is half of the income of the government comes from taxes. But the taxes are not mandatory. It is actually, and also donations from people. If people don't respect the head of the society, what do they do? They just don't donate. Okay. Then if they donate, what happens? The resources goes down. The only tax they can ask people to pay is the same amount of the donation they can gather. So if the more donation they gather, they can ask outside of the system to all the tax they get. If the donation goes down, it means the head is not restricted. Can they tax people more than what they get? No. So we can see that there's a checkpoint also about the financial situation of the system. They cannot just go be corrupt and keep asking people taxes. Okay, and people say, well, I have a choice, I have to pay. I know, I really don't care about what these people do, you know, to my country or to my, you know, nation or to the earth, but I have to pay them. You know, our system is not true then. If they are respected, if they are people are not willing to give up themselves to the system, the system does not have the ability to respect them here. So what happens then?
One of the big problems in the system we have right now is that the very rich corporations or rich individuals are able to contribute to a candidate as long as they follow the agenda that individual corporation wants. You know, so it's really a way for the rich, powerful groups to influence the government, you know, sometimes in a very unethical way. But what you're talking about is a donation from the people, not just necessarily from corporations.
Well, we're talking about, we don't have any elections per se that they would be able to donate to it. So they join the territory. Now we have, this is payback time. Okay? But we have election only for a few people in the system. If they don't have much of a voice in the beginning, if they found out that they are not completely pure and good, they're not going to be elected next time, or they're not going to have to be elected to the body. Okay. So our body comes from, actually, the whole idea of the people, you know, the government from the people, by people, for people, has never really manifested even in the United States. Okay. It's really that thing was for our system. Because where do people come? People come from the Congress of Life. They are the people who choose the best leader. The Congress of Life, the unit in the Congress of Life. Who are they? Our people. Where did that first leader come? From the people. Who is going to choose them by the people? Mm-hmm. And what is he going to do? He's going to do the things for the people. is this really happening here in this, even in the United States, as you just mentioned, you know, really the business is running the nation, the country. And that is actually, this is when the paradigms realize, wow, the business people are becoming too powerful. Okay. Few people have a lot of money and they can influence things according to their things. And things, you don't have TV ads, you don't have, you know, campaigning expenses, okay, for your emerging as a leader. So you don't need all that money. You are living in a community, then you are seeing everybody something and says, you are the leader. Oh, me? Why me? I don't know, but you just come into this person to lead this community. Okay, he says, all right, what I'll do it. That's the part of our seeking, that's the part of my need, that's the part of my faith. I'll become your leader, okay. Let's cooperate, let's see what you need here, what you improve, good work and all that. And but I have to go and meet the other 12 leaders in the first level in the community. He goes to the 12 people and after a while he says, you are the leader. So why me? I just usually want the leader of my community. He made it to the second level, 10 level. And suddenly he goes to the top, you know, without even realizing, you know, he even wanted to become a leader or anything. He wasn't anxious, he wasn't really thinking, you know, oh, I'm a great leader, I'm an ego, but he was just as a leader. So, who chooses? People choose. So, he is a good person that the people choose. So, you can see that again, cut off all the, you know, extra money and the donations and the things that they, you know, the candidates these days have today. If they don't, then that's why they're elected. Then we don't have anybody like Lincoln? Edmund Lincoln. Okay, he was being emerged as a great leader. Okay. Well, a lot of, you know, presidents probably emerged in the past. But right now, who has more money is going to win the election because he can, you know, create a greater, you know, machinery to do that. Okay. So we can see that, again, our system, our teaching, but everything is perfect, as we discussed many times. God just perfect everything in this revelation. We can see that it cuts all those junk out of the system. And the people emerge from the comments of life. But that's so important in the to follow the only one path. Okay. Because the tenant was to purify you. Okay. The communities of life, which is based on the transistors of that, says fantastic good leaders in the emerge. They don't need, you know, campaign contribution. They are just good leaders. So we can see that. That is the taking care of the distributed system based on people, 40 people, 5 people. Okay. Any questions, follow up? Anybody has anything to add or anything? Does anybody understand what I'm talking about? I'm sure they do. That's okay. Go ahead.
Next question has to do with charity for Boston. When we had the chat room on Thursday, I